This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCube, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories.
Rubber Duck is no stranger to the Good Things Guy podcast. I've featured them many, many, many times with all the good work they're doing, whether it's for Rubber Duck or the Afrikaans version, Postef, and you know, just all the stuff that they've been up to. And today, I've got Nick Jordan, who's on a Zoom from, I'm supposing, his house or his studio. I don't know where he's working from. But we need to discuss what they've been up to, because in this time, I think it's 150 days of lockdown, Rubber Duck have released two beautiful songs that are full of talent and creativity. Both of them brought a tear to my eye just with the meaning behind it and, you know, the music, the talent. And I decided to get Nick in today to really chat about what Rubber Duck have been up to, how they've kept the creativity alive, where they've been working from. Mental wellness. I want to know how Nick's doing, and also how business has been going during lockdown. I know it's been hard for everybody. So without further ado and any more talking from myself, I'd like to introduce Nick Jordan from Rubber Duck. Welcome to the Good Things Jackpot. Hello. It's great to have you. Yeah. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, it's lucky to be with you again, man.
Man, you know, Nick, I used to go, well, I mean, I've started going out again because we're on level 2 now. So it's a restaurant and all
sorts. Yeah.
But I used to always bump into you in the craziest of places on all sides of the country where you guys would be performing. And that's all stopped, which is quite crazy. But we'll get into that just now. How have you been doing during this lockdown? How is Nick?
Nick's been okay. I guess I've been like just trying to stay in a really positive space. I think, you know, our industry was really badly affected. I know a lot of industries have been badly affected, but ours was first out last in. And it's quite scary. I mean, I'm just trying to navigate my mind in terms of how we can get this right as in eventing, and how we can get this right as solo, as artists and as bands, and how can we be able to put ourselves in front of other people without getting COVID-19, which is obviously everyone's risk right now. But at the same time, if we don't do it and put ourselves out there, I'm just nervous that we're not going to have much work. So right now, currently, I heard you mention it was about 150 days now. It's been 5 months with absolutely no work for us. So you do get into a space where you're very nervous. A lot of us are very scared. There's going to be a lot of bands and artists that you won't ever see again. There's a lot of companies that are going to have been closed down in the eventing industry. And there's a lot of friends of ours who, you know, who have lost their livelihoods and are going through a really, really, really massive, massive struggle. So I'm trying to keep my head above water, and I'm trying to stay positive as I possibly can be, because I believe if we don't stay positive, we're not going to get through this. And I am one of those guys who, if you do go out, you will see me. I'm a big advocate for people getting out now. I really am. I think where some people have lost their livelihoods and some people have lost their lives, I don't know personally where the balance is. And I believe that now we need to all start taking, or if we got to just take our own risks of what's going on.
Yep. So I can fully relate. Luckily with Good Things Guy, I was able to work straight through because it's digital. It's from my computer. I can work from anywhere in the world. So it didn't really stop. But my fiance, Andrew, he's in the events industry. And as you say, it was sort of, I kind of think like the end of Feb, sort of middle end of Feb, South Africa's event industry was like, this is big. This is so much bigger. We need to shut down. And they just did. It was like a month before COVID had hit and we went into lockdown. The events industry in South Africa had almost completely disappeared. And we're five months in now. And there is, I mean, even though we're on level 2, that doesn't mean level 2 for events. We're still not opening up to the concerts, to the things that we used to do, to, you know, it's difficult. So I can understand the fear of the unknown has been the most harrowing.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of gray area when it comes to people getting together and large groups of people. I mean, you know, like they say, hiking has become the new banana bread. You can go to Henops, you can go to all these places, and there's like 5,000 people hiking on a single day, but you can't go to a concert with 300, 400 people. Just doesn't really make any sense to me. And there's a lot of gray area also with, you can't promote events, but you allow people sitting in your restaurant, but you can't promote a gathering. it's just crazy. There's so much gray area, and I just believe we all just need to get back to work now. We need to open up the economy, and unfortunately, that's why we have doctors, man. That's what they're there for. This is their time to help save us, and we need to help save our industry. And the only way we can do that is just to get back to work.
Okay, so let me ask this, because you have been working during this time.
Yes, yes.
On the 3rd of April, which that is 8 days after the start of lockdown, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
Released a song called Talk About It.
That's correct.
Okay, so Talk About It came about as lockdown started. Tell me a little bit about the song, how it started and how it was created. What was the inspiration behind it? And, you know, answer those questions. But afterwards, I want to ask you if you still feel the same.
Okay, cool. No, so the whole thing behind this Talk About It was, I think when we all went into lockdown, it was something completely new territory for everyone, especially in our generation who hasn't been through something like this. We decided we got in our lockdown. The weirdest thing was that was right in the beginning. I'm sure you agree. Like right in the beginning, we were all so paranoid. And we were all like, oh my gosh, like wear our gloves and wear our mask and really social distance and stay at home and not go out. Meanwhile, the infection, that was probably the time we could do everything, you know. It was so weird for me. As it's gotten on and this disease has gotten worse and worse, we are just getting more and more social. It's just such a strange concept. But so Talk About It was something that we decided to do in lockdown so we could carry on working from our homes. And that was to write a song, produce a song, and shoot a music video for a song from our different houses, just to give us something to do during the lockdown in terms of working creatively. So we all split the gear up from our studio, and Brendan took some gear, I took some gear, Emil took some stuff, and we put these tracks together and we put the song together and we shot the music video. And the video was about that. It's like, guys, we're going to go through something tough and we need to talk about it. And we need people in the industry, you know, like there was a lot of people who were just promoting the negative. And if we keep promoting the negative, you know, we're not going to get much good out of it. And it's not going to get us all in the right mind spaces. So we decided to, you know, just talk about it and talk. And that's what the song is about. It's about our industry. And we're not going to let this get us down. We're going to talk about it. And if you need to talk to me, friend, I will talk to you about it. And that was what it was.
Yeah, I love the song. You sent it to me a couple of days before it was released and I was in tears.
Yeah.
I was all the emotions. And it was a beautiful release. And it was so magic to see you doing something, even though you were separated and in different houses. And seeing the band still come together to create something it's beautiful. It's crafted beautifully. It was done really, really well. And then you did it again. So you've just released your new single, which is called The Fall. I hope it's coming with an album. Yeah. Is it coming with an album?
No. So a funny story. The Fall's actually been out for a while. We did a radio release and a radio plug lately for the song. So it is our new, in a sense. It's our new single. We love the song. Look, when I was in Croatia last year, it was busy being mixed. And I remember lying on the yacht and just like, I was on Croatia Yacht Week. Sorry, so I wasn't on my own yacht lying.
Yeah, I just need to say, when it comes to living life of a rock star. He's just dropped a bomb. He's like, drop the mic. I was on a yacht last year.
Yeah, I was on a yacht last year. But it was the coolest thing, getting a mix back and listening to the song you've written and like in that kind of environment and you just and really, really taking it in. The Fall is, and also it's like a business when you're releasing music. You got to release it according to the seasons, I guess. And during winter, we love to release something more romantic because it is cuddle weather and people like to stay warm and they love to be at home and they love to love, I guess. And winter has that warmth about it. And that's why we never release like a party song during winter because no real party happening and it's not summer. So we always aim to release something beautiful in winter. And this winter was The Fall. And I love it. Personally, it's one of my favorite Rubber Duck songs. I love it, man.
I love it as well. And that's why I invited you on the show, is because released on Friday and I was like, what? Yeah. This is amazing. Well, I can't believe that you'd already been mixing it last year. Just mad. Mm-hmm. Nick, what's next? I mean, you guys have been in lockdown. Are you performing anywhere? Has that changed? Are you performing in the middle of Monte Cassino's piano? Like, I don't know. Like, how does go forward in level two?
You know, slowly but surely, like, things are going to start opening. We have taken another approach for the time being. We know there's not going to be many big corporate shows in the year. So we have filmed our very, very, very high quality show that we are selling to corporates as a show. So at the end of the year, you can still get a Rubber Duck live show catered for your company, you know, but you just get a wee tron transfer link, or you get a Vimeo link, and that link expires after the show and all your staff can watch it. You're just not there, because a lot of corporates are doing these packages at the end of the year where they're giving their staff all packages saying, well done, we can't really gather anymore, but we still got to, you know, have a year end. So that's one of our approaches. The other approach is we're just going to carry on writing music. We have to. I mean, that's the one thing we need to always do, and that's why we are a band. And like I said, like we always say, is that if one song we write really helps someone through something that they're going through, then our job is done. And right now, people need a little bit of support and a little bit of joy and a little bit of something to talk about. And that's what we're aiming to do. So slowly, yes, the scene is going to open. The saddest thing is that we're still going to go through a major economic crisis, which we know is still going to hit us even harder. And I don't think we've really felt the impact yet. I know that we're all going to be working a lot harder for a lot less soon. But that is just, you know, the game. And we're playing the game, and we're gonna work hard to be good at the game and get things back on track.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I keep mentioning. There is no end to this. I know a lot of people are putting ideas like, oh yeah, at the end of the year, we're going to take our masks off or whatever. And I'm not sure that's good for our mental wellness to be thinking in that sort of light.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to understand, I think the World Health Organization have said that this pandemic will be around for the next sort of 2 years until we get herd immunity or there's a vaccine or whatever the clever scientists can do. So we need to find a way to live with this. What you mentioned with the economic fallout, that's something that USO people are not looking at or sort of forwardly looking at. There's something coming, and it's called the I call it the COVID-19 hangover. We're all going to be suffering like a hangover of what happened in our economy that has just sort of waterfalled into a new space. And we need to be focusing on what that is. And I love that you guys are already looking ahead and starting to plan for that. People call it the new normal. It's not a new normal. It's a normal, and we need to create it. It's really important.
I guess also, like, again, like we've always been very positive about creating opportunity. And yes, as hard as it's going to be, we are going into the new normal, like you're saying, but the new normal comes with so much more opportunity. If you look at history, you look at what's happened in the Great Depressions, you look how countries boom and come back to life afterwards by people taking risks, entrepreneurs starting things that are, you know, that generate wealth in a new avenue or in a new industry or whatever it might be. There is going to be a hell of a lot of opportunity. I just think we're going to be working a lot harder for a lot less for the time being. But, you know, those flowers are going to grow, and soon we're going to be smelling the roses. And we just got to keep our heads in that kind of light and just keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, supporting each other. I think that's the biggest thing. We need to support each other, and we all need to get out there. And like I said, with our first song, we need to talk about it. Like you do, Brent. That's why I love your show. It's like you talk about these things. And that's what makes it so, it's essential that we speak about this, that we all have the same rapport. We have a familiar message that we need to communicate with everyone, no matter black, white, whatever skin color. Sex, it doesn't matter. We're all going to go through this together, and we need to make sure we come out of it with our heads above the water.
I love how hopeful you are, and actually it's contagious. I'm feeling really, really good about what's coming up. I must ask quickly for all our Afrikaans listeners and for people who have fallen in love with Boss Dave, have you and James been writing new music? Or actually, you the writer?
Yes.
We had a huge
we're joking. No, James and I do write. I was in Cape Town recently for 10 days and we finished up the Poor Stave album. So yeah, we're busy working on the rest of the album now, currently in studio. So things are coming. Look, like I said, the money's not there yet, but the money will come. We got other things we need to focus on right now. And it's allowed us to, this whole disease has allowed us to focus on other things. We also in the process of writing music for K-pop, being commissioned to write and pitch songs for K-pop bands.
Wow, that's huge.
That's,
I don't think South Africa understands how big K-pop is in the rest of the world.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's massive.
It's so big. And like we decided here as an opportunity. It's something we wouldn't have done in the past. We wouldn't have had the time for it. Now we're going, hey, look, if someone buys one of our songs, one of the record labels or the publishing houses use one of our songs, not as Rubber Duck, actually just as songwriters, it'll be a huge thing for us to get us through this time. So we're looking elsewhere, and it's going to be a fun project to do this whole K-pop thing, and it'll be cool to see what happens. K-pop's massive, you know. So that's what we're busy with.
I'm excited. Nick, it's been great having you on the show. I cannot wait. I'm actually off to the bush tomorrow, so I'm going away for a holiday. I think it's important.
Okay.
to support our tourism industry now that it's open.
Yes.
But when I'm back, I'm hoping that I'm going to bump into you in some restaurant or bar or some sort of event when it starts opening.
I'm going to say this like we're whispering, but you must come to Tiger's Milk on the 5th of September. You
Ooh.
Might see some people playing music there.
Whoa!
And it's free entry. And it's free entry, but it's not an event.
You heard it here first. Dinner at Tiger's Milk, and I think it's in Cedar.
Cedar Square, and on the 5th, and it's probably about 3 o'clock. Come from 3. You know, it's probably they make amazing food, and a lot of nice music too.
Nick from Rubber Duck, if anybody wants to follow you besides popping in at Tiger's Milk, where can they find you online?
Oh man, it's all the same things. It's Rubber Duck Music on Instagram. It's Rubber Duck on Facebook. It is a Rubber Duck on TikTok, although we are terrible at TikTok. So you probably won't get most of us from getting good quality content on TikTok from us. But yeah, and digital, all the digital platforms of music, Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer. You can find us everywhere if you just search Rubber Duck. And our website is rubberduck.co.za. So yeah, do search Rubber Duck without a K, and I guarantee you, we'll be number one on the search engine.
Love, love, love. Nick, thanks so much for popping into my Zoom today. And I look forward to the 5th of September. To all our listeners, another great show, another great week. Guys, be kinder to each other. It's so crazy how people are unraveling on social media because of the anger and the fear. I want you to make your decisions without fear and with hope in your heart. So just be kinder. Have a great week. Wishing you guys only good things.
I'm Brent Lindekue, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.